Olds, women in the Mountain View, Nihal and Clearwater counties and the urban centers within them are following in the footsteps of great female Alberton pioneers who broke many barriers, two local politicians said recently. Olds Didsbury Three Hills MLA Nathan Cooper, who serves as Speaker of the Legislature, and Seniors, Community and Social Services Minister Jason Nixon, the MLA for Rimby Rocky Mountain House Sundry, spoke during the first Mountain View and Neighbors Women in Business Awards luncheon, held March 8 at the Pomeroy Inn and Suites. Both Nixon and Cooper noted it was also International Women's Day. Cooper cited several Alberton women who broke barriers, including Louise McKinney, who in 1917 became the first woman ever elected in the history of the British Empire, Roberta McAdams, who became the first woman in the British Empire to ever have a piece of legislation passed in her name, and Louise McKinney, one of the famous five who fought successfully to have women recognized as persons. Cooper described those women as boss women. We have this great tradition and story to tell and continue to have many of those leaders here in our province, including many of you in this room, he said. And so from the very bottom of my heart, thank you so very much for everything you do to help build your communities, to help build your businesses, your farming practices and whatever ways you help grow our communities and continue that lengthy legacy of incredible women here in Alberta. Cooper described arts, culture and status of Women Minister Tanya Furr, who also spoke during the gathering as another person carrying on that great tradition, then, to some laughter, noted he had to leave to pick up a couple of boss women, his daughters. Nixon cited former Lieutenant Governor Helen Hunley, who rose from councillor and mayor of Rocky Mountain House to serve as an MLA, and cabinet minister as another of those outstanding Alberton women who broke ground. Nixon also praised all the women attending the awards event for all they've done to improve their communities as volunteers and or entrepreneurs. There's a very big list of individuals who have accomplished so much for our community, Nixon said. And also if you look at the organizations or the causes that these individuals are a part of, it also really makes clear the impact that entrepreneurial, innovation and other components like that have on the great communities that we have here. First off, of course, on the business side, creating significant employment in our community, being the backbone of Alberta and our country, but also seeing the contribution to the social services side inside our communities. The thing that I've learned the most as social services minister in our province is how much both businesses and nonprofits impact our communities, and that you are truly the social safety net of our province and we cannot do without you.